Ellen White anointed. Although Ellen White, as well as her husband, had responded a number of times to requests to join others in the service of anointing the sick and praying for their healing, she deferred making such a request for herself. But after long months of suffering and no evidence of improvement, and although she and her attendants had done all they could with proper hydrotherapy treatments, she was still almost helpless. Now her mind turned to what it was her privilege to do, to ask the brethren to come and anoint her and pray for her healing. While pondering this, and the whole matter of prayer for the healing of the sick in general, she wrote a statement. Praying for the sick is a most solemn thing, and we should not enter upon this work in any careless, hasty way. Examination should be made as to whether those who would be blessed with health have indulged in evil speaking, alienation, and dissension. Have they sowed discord among the brethren and sisters in the church? If these things have been committed, they should be confessed before God and before the church. When wrongs have been confessed, the subjects of prayer may be presented before God in earnestness and faith, as the Spirit of God may move upon you. In this statement, seemingly intended for herself, as well as others, Mrs. White wrote much in the vein presented in the chapter Prayer for the Sick in the Ministry of Healing. In fact, this manuscript probably formed the basis for the chapter. After the preparation of heart that accompanied her writing on prayer for the sick, she called upon the brethren to come to her home and anoint her and pray for her healing. Of this experience, which took place on Friday, May 20th, she wrote in her diary.
Yesterday afternoon, Elder A. G. Daniels and his wife, Elder G. C. Tenney and his wife, and Brethren Stockton and Smith came to our home at my request to pray that the Lord would heal me.
We had a most earnest season of prayer, and we were all much blessed. I was relieved, but not restored. I have now done all that I can to follow the Bible directions, and I shall wait for the Lord to work, believing that in His own good time He will heal me. My faith takes hold of the promise, "Ask, and ye shall receive." I believe that the Lord heard our prayers. I hope that my captivity might be turned immediately, and to my finite judgment it seemed that thus God would be glorified. I was much blessed during our season of prayer, and I shall hold fast to the assurance then given me, "I am your Redeemer, I will heal you."